This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, John R. Menerick, respondent, versus Patricia S. Menerick, appellant, decided February 18th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, John R. Menerick, no, ED 12606, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County versus Honorable John P. Banas, Patricia S. Menerick, appellant, filed February 18th, 2025. Introduction, Roberta Piesel, sister, acting as guardian for Patricia S. Menerick, wife, appeals the circuit court's judgment dissolving wife's marriage to John R. Menerick, husband. Wife raises 3 points on appeal. In point Y, wife argues the circuit court's judgment was not supported by the evidence because the record lacked any evidence. Wife agreed to the purported settlement agreement, and husband requested the circuit court resolve issues regarding maintenance and attorney's fees, demonstrating the agreement was incomplete. In point two, wife argues the circuit court misapplied the law by appointing a guardian ad litem, the gal, for her in violation of Rule 52.2K, when sister was her duly appointed guardian at the time of trial. 1. In point the third, wife contends the circuit court's judgment dissolving the marriage misapplied the law because the gal failed to perform his functions or protect her interests. 1. All references are to Missouri Rules of Civil Procedure, 2020. 2. This court holds wife preserved none of her claims for appeal because she did not object at trial or file a Rule 78.07 after trial motion, apprising the circuit court of these alleged errors. Further, wife fails to articulate how she was prejudiced by the circuit court's alleged errors, even if the claims were preserved, or how a manifest injustice occurred if this court conducted ex gratia plain error review. Points Y, 2, and the 3 are denied. The circuit court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural background: husband and wife married on October 25th, 1997. In January 2018, husband filed a petition to dissolve the marriage. Wife did not appear at the default hearing on husband's petition after being served. In April 2018, the circuit court entered a judgment dissolving the marriage, dividing the party's property, and ordering neither party would receive maintenance. In July 2018, sister was appointed wife's temporary guardian and conservator due to wife's psychiatric treatment and mental illness diagnosis. Sister, as wife's conservator, obtained counsel, who moved to set aside the default dissolution judgment, which the circuit court granted over husband's objection. The circuit court appointed the first guardian ad litem to represent wife in the dissolution proceeding due to her incapacity. In September 2018, sister received final letters of guardianship and conservatorship regarding wife. After the cause was reopened, counsel filed a cross petition for dissolution on wife's behalf, which included a request for maintenance. In March 2020, counsel was permitted to withdraw representation. That same day, the circuit court ordered the first guardian ad litem be appointed to represent wife as counsel in both the dissolution proceeding and the pending guardianship matter. 2. No party objected to this order. In March 2022, the first guardian ad litem 2. The circuit court ordered the guardian ad litem services be paid by contributions from St. Charles County and marital estate proceeds as determined by the circuit court. 3. Withdrew representation, and the gal was appointed to represent wife. No party objected to this motion or sought the gal's removal. A hearing was held on November 17, 2023, at which time husband, husband's counsel, wife, sister, and the gal appeared in person. The circuit court noted sister was present as the guardian on behalf of wife. Husband's counsel announced, "At this time, the parties have come to an agreement. We are settled, and we would like to spread the settlement on the record and make it enforceable." No party objected to this statement. Husband testified about the party's agreement regarding the property division, including retention of the retirement, insurance, and credit card accounts in his name, and his assumption of all of the party's debt. Husband agreed he was not seeking any award of attorney's fees and asked the circuit court to order each party be responsible for their own fees. Husband also testified he was asking the circuit court to deny wife any maintenance. On cross-examination, the gal asked husband about whether wife intended to revert to her maiden name. Wife in Turgi,